What about the patient who presents with a simultaneous primary colon cancer and resectable liver mets, or simultaneous primary rectal cancer, and specifically those patients where the primary tumor is asymptomatic completely? What's your thought about those kinds of people?
Typically, in that case, if the patient does not have an obstructing tumor in the bowel or concern that it may become obstructing in the near future, my preference has been to try to give some chemotherapy initially to try to establish control of the disease, both the primary tumor as well as the metastatic disease, and if possible, to get a patient through about 3 months of therapy and then take them on to surgery and afterwards complete the chemotherapy. With the ability to place stents within the colon or upper rectum, it allows us some greater confidence that if the tumor is fairly large and there's some problems, that we may be able to stent the patient rather than doing a more urgent surgery to resect the primary.
What have you seen, or I'm not sure, maybe there's been some data reported on this, in terms of the response to systemic therapy in primary colon and rectal cancer alone, just with systemic therapy?
With some of the newer therapies that we're using, we're seeing better response rates, and indeed, not only with the primary tumor, but with liver metastases, there's been some retrospective look to say, in a patient that obtains a clinical complete response, are we truly eradicating the tumor? And in that setting, at least the work that's been done in colorectal liver metastases would suggest that we're not truly eradicating all of those. At the time of surgery, with careful inspection of the resected portion of the liver, there's still microscopic spots of disease within the liver. And that's raised concern that whether that be true of the primary tumor or metastasis, that while our current therapies are producing higher response rates, including clinical complete responses, it's probably not truly eradicating all of the disease, and surgery still has a very important role.